This is
KUT.
KUT Austin.
Stop. UT Austin is getting some heat from a poster campaign aimed at expanding ideas around masculinity. The posters were part of a program created by the university to help address sexual violence on campus. But many conservative media outlets didn't see it that way. KUT's Nadia Hamdan has the story.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. The posters were part of a program called MasculinUT, with the last three letters of the word masculinity replaced with the school's letters. The roughly two-year-old program is one of the ways the university is addressing sexual assault and interpersonal violence on campus. Chris Brownson is director of UT's Counseling and Mental Health Center, where the program is housed. He says since violence prevention work is largely done by women, the aim of MasculinUT was to engage more men.
And so we know that if we're not bringing men to the table and bringing them into the conversation about these issues, we're missing out on an important partner in doing this work.
And a big part of that conversation was about the idea of, you guessed it, masculinity. According to the people involved in the program, notions surrounding what it means to be masculine are often too rigid. An example used was the assumption that a man must be the breadwinner. MasculinUT argued that being a breadwinner can be a celebrated quality, but it shouldn't mean someone is less of a man if they aren't. Essentially, the program's goal was to have a campus-wide discussion on the traditional characteristics associated with being a man and expand it to include more non-traditional characteristics.
Healthy communication, respect for women, seeking help when you need it. Those aren't traditional aspects, but they're aspects of lots of people's, you know, male identity.
And that leads us to the poster campaign. In September, posters went up all over campus showing different ways of expressing masculinity. They were titled Expanding MasculinUT, and each one featured a different student sharing their own definition. One had a male nurse. A few others featured people from the LGBTQ community. Those included one where a young man was wearing nail polish. Another talked about wearing a dress.
We want people to know that students and the kinds of things depicted in those posters are safe on our campus, valued on our campus, and free from harassment and violence.
But not everyone responded well to the campaign. Conservative media outlets quickly picked up the story after photos of the posters went viral. And after learning the program was housed at UT's Counseling and Mental Health Center, a new narrative began circulating.
The University of Texas now treating masculinity as a mental health issue.
I am at the University of Texas in Austin, where they have an anti-masculinity campaign going on.
Red State, Texas. Masculinity is being treated as a mental health challenge.
UT quickly came out and corrected the story, saying they do not see masculinity as a mental health issue, but under pressure of national and local criticism, the university hit the brakes on MasculinUT.
We're taking a step back and want to really look at the goals of the program, make sure that the activities that we're planning line up well with those goals and that this program is effectively moving in the right direction.
Earlier this year, the UT Board of Regents had approved the search for a program director. That's been put on hold. And this barrage of criticism is also being felt at the student level, especially for the ones featured on the posters. UT junior Austin Smith was one of them.
I ended up on some pretty conservative blogs and found, I wouldn't necessarily say it was like they were credible threats, but there were jokes being made about killing us. That was new for me.
Smith is a gay man, and his interest in MasculinUT came from his own personal experience with his late father. He says his dad had definitely fit those more traditional ideas of masculinity.
So whenever I came out to him, that was tough for the both of us. I think we both had to change some assumptions that we'd had.
Smith says although he doesn't agree with a lot of what's being said about his friends in the program, he can understand where it's coming from.
You grow up with an idea of who you ought to be. This idea is given to you by a lot of people. It's just socialization. I just want to challenge folks to think really critically about where the ideas are coming from.
And perhaps ironically, the controversy around MasculinUT has done just that. People are debating these ideas both on and off campus. Will Swope recently graduated from UT and is a self-described Texas liberal. He says he agrees with the program's goal to tackle toxic masculinity. He just didn't think the poster campaign did that.
I think it's harmful to discourse to say that anything you want to be masculine is therefore masculine. We have to have some common sense of meaning.
Smith disagrees.
I'd like it to be less defined. I think it's very restrictive right now. And my hope would be that more people feel comfortable within that label and not feeling as though they have to change themselves to fit some standard.
A UT committee is supposed to come up with recommendations on how to move the program forward by August 1st. After that, the new focus then heads to the Dean of Students for review. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.